From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And it is 67 degrees at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Friday to you. Final approach to your weekend. I'm Greg Neft. We're live in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno for your Friday. This is the KKFT News at Noon. And if you're just joining us, good afternoon. Our top stories this hour. No new data centers for Reno, at least for the next 30 days.
Motion passes 6-1.
All right.
Coming up, I'll take you to the city council meeting where it was decided to stop the centers, at least temporarily. A shootout in Sparks directly ahead, why authorities say a gunman opened fire, and Lake Tahoe gets to host a Wolfpack men's basketball game. On the way, we'll tell you where and when the game will be played. It is our top local story this Friday. If you want to build a data center, you might want to look somewhere other than Reno. City Council voting last night, 6-1, to put the kibosh on any new data center requirements.
We cannot accept a conditional use permit application within the next 30 days or until Council adopts a final moratorium resolution.
And that means no new data center application, says Reno Chief Planner Lauren Knox. Many at the meeting hailed last night's decision.
Whether or not you live near that data center, your water is still going to be impacted. If you like to go fishing, there's not going to be any fish for you to eat with your family or to go out on a hobby.
Others say Reno, and by proxy, Northern Nevada, is missing out.
And at the end of the day, we're dealing with, an industry that moves pretty fast. And when we sit here and say we're going to put a moratorium on a whole industry, that's just going to show them that, you know what, Reno's closed for business. And that's the exact opposite we want to see.
Council will take the 30 days and review these regulations. This does not impact data centers already built or approved. Well, he stole a car and opened fire in Sparks early this morning. Now, police say Iroh Estrada Landaverde broke into someone's apartment off Varnum Circle on Field Street just after midnight and took their car. He then fired shots at the car's owner, car owner's relative off East 9th and Silverado Boulevard. No one was hurt. Police caught up with the suspect and threw him in jail. He faces a long list of charges. Gunfire rings out at one Reno strip club. This happened back on May 10th at the Peppermint Hippo off Telegraph Street.
Upon arrival, officers located one victim in the entryway of the club, suffering from an apparent gunshot wound to the head. Officers also learned that a security officer had sustained a gunshot wound to the arm. Both victims were transported to a local hospital, where one victim remains in critical condition.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio says it was this Wednesday during a domestic disturbance in one home off El Rancho Drive in Sparks that led them to the two suspects.
The suspect was taken into custody without incident. Both individuals were subsequently interviewed and admitted to their involvement in the shooting.
Samuel East is now facing a number of charges connected to that shooting. A warning over something you might not think would be a threat.
Fungus. Yes, that's the usual response. Fungi seem harmless enough. Many species know otherwise.
That is from the HBO show The Last of Us. That's fiction. This is real. Poison control officials say wild mushroom poisonings are on the rise in Northern California. Most cases have been in the north. Just last weekend, three people were hospitalized. Officials urging everyone to stay away from wild mushrooms. They say everyone should stick to the store-bought variety. Since November, nearly 50 people have been hospitalized and four have died after eating wild mushrooms. Eight of those cases have been reported over the past 3 weeks. They seem to be centered in Napa County. A brand new Echo Loader Elementary School on the way for students and teachers in Reno. District officials held a groundbreaking yesterday, and everyone there says when it's all said and done, it's going to be great.
We know that that's going to pay off tenfold in the future when we have a beautiful new state-of-the-art building with twice as many classrooms as we have now, with offices for all of our staff.
That's Principal Marcus Culpepper. The new Echo Loader School will have two stories. It is expected to cost about $58 million. Construction is said to wrap up in summer of next year. Gas prices in Nevada, they rose by 1 cent in just one day. AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular, $5.24. The most expensive gas can be found Altogether now in Washoe County, where the average price is $5.52. The least expensive average price, White Pine County, $4.56. Clark County is paying an average of $5.28. If you can make the drive out to Furley, you can get gas for about $4.55. FM News Talk Election Center 2026, and in the race for Nevada governor on the Democratic side, there is some frustration from one of the candidates.
It's heartbreaking that I'm constantly being rejected by my own party. I don't think it's the people in the party, because when I work with individuals that are Democrats, they're open and excited to hear from a candidate.
And that is Washoe County Chairwoman Alexis Hill, who's running against likely Democratic nominee Aaron Ford. She held a mock debate last night in Las Vegas.
The party should not be endorsing Democratic candidates over other Democratic candidates. Leave it up to the voters. Let's let the voters decide. That's okay. If the voters decide to vote for a Democrat who wants to tax corporations and billionaires, maybe we should listen to them.
Earlier polling on the race did not include Hill. The Ford campaign has sidestepped debate overtures from the Hill campaign. Well, if you're hungry for some world-class chili, and who's not, look no further than Virginia City for the 44th annual Chili on the Comstock. It happens tomorrow and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
We've got over 20 cooks that are up here. They're competing in the world competition, the ICS. And with that, some great things to be able to try, whether you like beans, whether you like meat, whether you like tomatoes, whatever you like in your chili, this is the place to have it.
And that is Todd Tuttle with Visit Virginia City. Again, it all starts tomorrow. Well, today we are celebrating a small food invention that changed just about everything sweet.
Today is National Chocolate Chip Day, a tiny morsel that adds just the right amount of chocolatey goodness with minimal melt in the oven. And it's a relatively new invention. Ruth Wakefield of the Toll House Inn, yes, that Toll House, created them back in 1938 for her famous cookies. They're perfect and versatile, good in pancakes, cookies, cakes, trail mix, ice cream, muffins, or just by the handful. Yeah, they go with everything. I'm Bree Tennis.
Chili and cookies, not bad, not a bad combo. FM News Talk time, it is 12:12. It's time to head right over to the traffic center, check in with Phil for your lunchtime commute. Phil, what's going on?
Traffic. They're in the final stages of clearing up that injury collision on alternate Highway 95. It's the main drag through Reno. They should have that cleared up here fairly shortly. Traffic is getting through there. I have a non-injury collision working southbound 580 at Moana. Unfortunately, traffic is backed up all the way to Vassar. Use Pitsky as an alternate route. A little warmer today. It is 70 degrees in Sparks, 71 in Carson City and Smith Valley, 61 degrees in South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your weekend weather.
Winds are going to be picking up this afternoon, and it's going to be a breezy weekend with temperatures falling from 80 today in Reno to 60 on Sunday in Spanish Springs. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, it's Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
I'm Wes Duncan, and I'm running for district attorney to make Washoe County safer. In this race, I'm grateful for the unanimous support of law enforcement in our region. I'll be tough on crime, enforce the law, and always back the blue. As an Iraq War veteran, I've seen firsthand the breakdown of the rule of law, and as Sparks City Attorney, we fought homeless camps, retail theft, and human trafficking. We need change in the district attorney's office, and I'd be honored to earn your vote.
Paid for by the committee to elect Wes Duncan. Wes Duncan is a member of the Air Force Reserves. Use of his military rank, job title, or pictures in uniform do not imply endorsement by the Department of the Air Force or the Department of War.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage, 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Your garage door doesn't have to look plain. Create one that'll have your home looking fantastic with George & Sons Garage Doors. Build and personalize your garage door, and George & Sons will make it come to life. Right now, get $250 off any new two-car garage door and $150 off any new one-car garage door. Call today, 775-324-DOOR, and check out georgeandsonsdoors.com.
Why pay more? Call 324-DOOR, George & Sons Garage Doors.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department, and if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
This Memorial Day,
make our nation stronger, prouder, freer, and greater than ever before. May God bless our fallen heroes.
Never forget.
And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much, everybody.
99.1 FM Talk and in Lyon County on 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
KKFT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
It's another omen of what could be a brutal fire season headed our way. I'm John Potter for the new news. The East Fork Fire Protection Chief says open burning for residents in the district is over on Sunday. Fire Marshal Amy Ray says it's been moved up a week due to very dry conditions. The East Fork District covers South Carson, Genoa, Minden, and Gardnerville. Just across the state border from there, firefighters are now working a 32-acre, still-active brush fire 5 miles east of Colville, California. The Blackwell Fire started Wednesday, not far from the state line northeast of Walker. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And it is. We've got 67 degrees right now, Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good Friday afternoon to you. If you're just checking in, it's the three big things that you need to know. Number one, a 30-day moratorium on new data centers for Reno. Reno City Council voting 6-1 last night to reject any new data center applications. Ones already approved or built are not affected. Number two, a warning over poisonous mushrooms. Health officials are seeing a rise in people eating the toxic fungus and getting very sick. If it doesn't come from a grocery store or restaurant, best to not consume wild mushrooms. And everyone's favorite, Chili on the Comstock, comes to Virginia City this weekend. And if you love chili, you'll love this event. It's our top national story. With Republicans in control of the White House and Congress, high-profile Democrats looking to make moves to take back power.
Former Vice President and 2024 Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is touting many of these plans. In fact, Harris said there are no bad ideas. In particular, Harris called out the GOP's quest to redraw congressional districts. Harris says it's about race.
This is why they've also been trying to eliminate, you know, teaching America's history, right? Whitewashing America's history. So they could arrive at a day where they could say, oh, these are not issues anymore in America.
Other Democrats are touting radical changes. They want to expand the size of the Supreme Court. Democrats believe that would help them get more rulings which favor their party.
Fox's Chad Pergram in Washington. And the Newswatch continues right now. An NCAA men's basketball game will be played at One Lake Tahoe Arena. The game between the Wolfpack and St. Mary's will take place on neutral ground, I guess you could call it that, November 8th. They'll play at the Tahoe Blue Event Center in State Line. That's where a women's NCAA game took place 2 years ago between Nevada and Colorado. I wouldn't call that the Tahoe Blue Event Center neutral ground necessarily. Seven candidates who want to be California's next governor debated last night in San San Francisco. None of the candidates had any breakthrough moments, and the event was less contentious than some previous debates. It featured 5 Democrats and 2 Republicans, and many of them directed their criticisms at front runner Javier Becerra. The Democrat has emerged as the new front runner in most recent polls anyway. The CBS TV debate was the final face-off before the primary election in June. Ballots are now in mailboxes. Election day is less than 3 weeks away. The 2 candidates with the most votes, regardless of party, will advance to the general election in November. Down south, a suspect now in a hospital after a police chase ended with gunfire and a lockdown at a school in North Las Vegas. This started when police got a call about a suspected shoplifter who was acting erratically. When police confronted the man, he ran into a nearby neighborhood. Eventually, the armed suspect ran into the Legacy High School campus in North Las Vegas. School was in session. The campus, it was placed on lockdown. Police say both the suspect and an officer fired their guns. The man was reportedly hit by a self-inflicted gunshot. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Well, World Cup is coming this summer to the United States, and beer distributors and breweries, they're looking to cash in, especially since Americans are drinking less.
This brewery is humming 24/7, cranking out specially FIFA World Cup branded products, and Anheuser-Busch, by the way, the official beer partner of the World Cup. They are expecting a massive increase in sales because of the tournament. Their 9 facilities in the U.S. are running up to 2,000 cans per minute around the clock, cranking out Michelob Ultra, Michelob Ultra Zero for the non-alcoholic fans, Stella Artois, and Neutral Vodka Seltzer with special World Cup and U.S. men's national team branding. Analysts at Jefferies expect around the world people will drink 1 billion more pints of beer this year because of this tournament.
And that's Fox's Grady Trimble in St. Louis. FM News Talk Time, 12:22.
Traffic. We're doing better on the roads in Fernley. They've got that earlier injury collision off to the side of the road. They're still waiting to tow a vehicle off, but traffic is moving through there much better. Still have a non-injury collision southbound 580 at Moana Lane. Traffic's backed up to Vassar Street. Consider using Kitski as an alternate route. It is 70 degrees in Spanish Springs, 72 in Dayton and Yerington, 60 degrees in Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Sunny and windy. 78 in Carson, 81 in Reno this afternoon. We'll see temperatures ease to the low 70s tomorrow. 60-degree weather by Sunday. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy. That means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, LincolnHeating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
Here's the difference at Appliance Outlet. They're locally owned, and when you walk in, you're helped by people who only sell appliances, not whoever was working in some other department yesterday. From appliances to mattresses, outlet deals to retail, they back every sale with real customer service. Same or better prices as the big stores, better service, better knowledge, and deals the big stores can't touch. Appliance Outlet Carson City. Your local appliance experts.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
The North has a team in the winner's bracket in 5A baseball and softball. Spanish Springs in baseball
Minogue in softball. In 3A, baseball, not so good. Wooster lost. And in softball, Fernley lost yesterday. 2A play, Yerington advancing in both baseball and softball in the state tournament at Needles. In 1A, Smith Valley has a stay-alive game against Mineral County in baseball. The Pack baseball team won against Grand Canyon yesterday. The Aces lost to Las Vegas last night, and the Vegas Golden Knights are into the Stanley Cup semifinals. They'll play Colorado next week. I'm Craig Swope with sports on FM News Talk.
Northern Nevada's Midday Update. Your new news. KKFT.
We have 67 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Knepp live in the Keystone CPA studios with Here's What's Happening. Well, he was visibly shaking during a traffic stop. Not something you want to do, but a driver was arrested on drug charges on USA Parkway in Story County after getting the shakes. A deputy with the Story County Sheriff's Office made the traffic stop at the Trick Center yesterday. Police say the driver of the car, Alejandro Vargas of Sparks, was extremely nervous. Well, that, of course, tipped officers off a search of the car. They found mushrooms. They found cocaine. They found ketamine. They found something I can't pronounce. They found Adderall pills. They found MDMA pills. They found THC gummies, 4 bottles of jungle juice, suspected LSD, a digital scale, multiple plastic baggies, and other drug paraphernalia, as well as tickets to a rave. Well, Vargas is under arrest. He's facing a number of charges there. California Governor Newsom announcing a new $1 billion program that will give money back to people and businesses that buy electric trucks. Starting on June 26th, California residents and companies can get rebates at approved retailers throughout the state. The rebates will range from $7,500 to $120,000, depending on the type of truck that was purchased. Meantime, if you're a California state employee, you'll soon need to head to work in your office 4 days a week starting July 1st.
I'm empathetic. Everybody has unique criteria, circumstances. By the way, we try to accommodate for that. 4 days a week. Nice to see you again. I mean, be nice to see you again.
Employees will only be allowed to work from home 1 day a week. Newsom's office says almost all state departments have enough office space for everyone to return. For the few departments that do not, the state will keep working to find more space. You gotta go back to the office. Sorry about that. Well, if you hit the lottery, you don't have to go back to the office. And a Washington, D.C. area school bus driver just won $5 million, but he says he's still gonna keep on driving his school bus.
He had just turned 59 that very day when he stopped at the 7-Eleven to cash a small $50 lottery win. With that money, he bought one more scratch-off and froze, realizing he just won $5 million. And the winning number was 59, the same age he just turned. Then, instead of taking the day off, he tucked the ticket safely away and went right back to driving his morning route, greeting kids as if nothing had changed. When a coworker asked why he didn't quit, he just shrugged and said, "I like driving my people where they need to go." I'm Monica Nelson.
That's awesome. Starbucks is not done cutting jobs.
The company confirmed that the 300 U.S. corporate cuts announced are only the beginning. According to numerous reports, Starbucks is now reviewing its international corporate and support teams, a move that could lead to additional job reductions overseas. The company says the restructuring is part of a broader effort to streamline operations after several rounds of cuts in 2025. I'm Monica Nelson.
Well, summer is almost here, and if your kids are bouncing off the walls already, there is some good news.
Hey, parents, if you're already hearing, "I'm bored and summer hasn't even started," there's good news. The CDC says there's no national health restrictions, and the American Academy of Pediatrics has given a big green light to lots of outdoor play, sports, and day camps. The U.S. Department of Ed reminds families simple things like library programs, museum days, or just fun reading challenges can help keep young brains buzzing. So let your kids run, splash, explore, and just be kids. A fun, low-stress summer is exactly what experts are recommending. And honestly, you may deserve it too. I'm Monica Nelson.
FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
News. I'm John Saucier. President Trump's on the way back to the United States, wrapping up his visit to China, meeting with their President Xi Jinping. Speaking aboard Air Force One to reporters, President Trump was asked if the two talked about lifting sanctions on Chinese companies who buy Iranian oil.
Well, we talked about that, and I'm going to make a decision over the next few days. We did talk about that.
The sounds courtesy of White House video. China stopped buying U.S. oil last May after imposing a 20% tariff on U.S. crude oil during this trade war. The World Health Organization with an update on a hantavirus outbreak that impacted a cruise ship. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says as of today, there are a total of 10 cases been reported, including 3 deaths, but no need to panic, he says.
WHO repeats that the risk from this event to the global population is low.
In the United States, the CDC says there's no known cases of the hantavirus. America's listening to Fox News.
It is 12:31 here on the News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft, live from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. We've got 67 degrees right now at the airport. Glad you're with us here on this Friday. We talked about Nevada gas prices. They're up a penny. California's gas prices, get this, they're holding steady, at least for now. They're still high.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular is $6.15. In Los Angeles, the average price is now $6.23. It's 4 cents less in Orange County. Gas is going for $6.14 in Ventura County, $6.12 in San Bernardino County, and $6.07 in Riverside County. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And it is time. Well, let's see here. We've got Honda losing money for the first time in almost 70 years.
The company posted an annual operating loss of more than $2.6 billion. Money spent on its electric vehicle business, Chinese competition, and U.S. tariffs all contributed. Investors didn't seem to mind, however, as shares jumped 7% following Thursday's earnings announcement. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
It is time right now for today's two-year health with the latest health news.
Doctors say a toddler in Australia may have permanent lung damage after inhaling a toxic decorative cake powder. Kate Robinson tells an Australian news outlet, news.com.au, that her 14-month-old is recovering in the hospital after falling into a coma. He recently ate from a tube of decorative cake powder, which later tests showed contained copper and zinc. Now the toddler's parents are advocating for inedible powders to be banned from stores. A sleep expert's offering advice on the room temperature overnight that'll increase the chances of a good night's sleep. Sleep specialist Brian Chen with the Cleveland Clinic says setting the thermometer between 60 and 67 degrees is recommended to help fall asleep and stay asleep.
When your body is hot at nighttime, it doesn't sleep well. You're going to be sweating more. You're going to be less comfortable. And your body's core body temperature is supposed to drop down.
He says it's best to avoid caffeine and sugary foods close to bedtime because both can increase body temperature and make it harder to sleep comfortably. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, 12:33.
I'm Bill with Red Wing Shoes in Carson City, and I want to be your go-to boot guy. We're tucked right on 444 East William Street and proud to be the only independent Red Wing store in Northern Nevada. When was the last time you had your feet measured? Has anyone ever offered to lace your boots for you? At Red Wing Shoes, that's our goal every time you walk through the door. Our feet may stop growing in our late teens, but they never stop changing. Over time, factors like aging, weight changes, and daily wear can cause your arches to fall and the muscles in your feet to weaken, changing not just your size, but your need for support. That's why we take the time to measure your feet, offer a personalized fit, and even lace your boots for you. Because the right fit means better support, less pain, and more comfort on the job and off. Why not take a ride to Carson City and visit us on William Street, right across from Smith's?
Red Wing Shoes. Work hard. Look good.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
Temperatures dropping about 20 degrees for daytime highs, 80 to 60. Today to Sunday, that means we're going to have some wind, but dry weather as the temperatures change. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy, and that means steak, choice, and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Sunday at 10, Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
The vote at Reno City Council was 6-1. I'm John Potter for the noon news. There's now a 30-day moratorium on accepting applications for new data centers in Reno. Kathleen Taylor cast the one no vote on the freeze. Reno now has 5 data centers that are not affected by the vote. 4 new data centers have already been approved. But new conditional use permits for a new one in Reno won't be accepted for at least 30 days. Council meets again June 1st to consider a longer freeze on applications with more specifics. In Reno, data centers have so far had the same requirements as warehouses. The temporary moratorium is the biggest barrier any local Nevada government has taken in response to the growing spread of data centers. There are now over 30 already in operation in northern Nevada. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing steam in afternoon trading, and bond yields and oil prices are spiking and dragging the NASDAQ and S&P 500 from record highs. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are lower, with energy the only winner, while tech and industrials are the biggest laggards. Oil prices continue to climb and reviving inflation concerns, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $105 a barrel. Shares of airlines and cruise operators are falling as the price of oil spikes, and shares of Magnum Ice Cream are rallying 8% following a report that a couple of private equity firms were weighing bids for the Ben & Jerry's owner, energizing a stock that has struggled to gain momentum since its spinoff from Unilever. Reuters said that Blackstone and CDNR are among the private equity firms in the early stages of exploring bids for the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
12:37 right here on the News at Noon, right here on KKFT 99.1 92.3. And it is time right now for today's Moment with Mike. Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. He joins us every day, every weekday, I should say, around this time. Mike, happy Friday to you, sir.
Happy Friday right back at you, Greg.
You know, one of the big things that we are talking about here on the Noon News today is this 30-day moratorium that the Reno City Council approved last night by a vote of 6-1. And I thought to myself, you know what, if they don't want to build in Reno, they'll just go find some other place in northern Nevada to do so outside Reno's purview. I was shocked. And listening to some of the arguments of some of the people who were against these data centers, I'm sorry, for me, they don't hold water. What do you think?
Well, first, let me say this, Greg. This is the stereotypical Reno, you know, basically freaking out, being afraid of progress in the future. It goes all the way back when we, you know, Reno was the hotbed of all things gaming, right? Legalized gaming, northern Nevada. And then all of a sudden there was a statute. This is, you know, 100 years ago. There was a statute that said your casino could only be a shade of beige because, you know, we have to be respectful here. And then Las Vegas took off with the entire gaming movement, and we're Reno left in the dust. Remember we had a company called Tesla here, built its first gigafactory? Where did they put their headquarters? Austin, Texas, right? Because we started rattling the saber about incentives. Oh, we can't do that. Tesla doesn't want a PR nightmare. So now data centers led by City Councilman Devin Reese, he's the one that said we need a moratorium on this. For what reason? You can study something, Greg. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go study it. See, you know, if there's infrastructure, that's a responsible thing to do. An irresponsible thing to do is shut down an industry because they're going to go somewhere else. In fact, there's already today calls for that same data center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center said, you're welcome here. We want you to be here. We're 30 minutes away.
And they're in Story County.
They're in Story County. So It's like Reno again tripping over its own shadow. Mm-hmm. Because we're afraid of something that might be instead of losing real dollars that are.
It's a real shame. I want to, you know, we've talked about Utah and what they do over there. There's a push on to build a data center in a very rural part of Utah, about 50 miles north of Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. It's being backed by Kevin O'Leary from ABC's Shark Tank. They're getting all sorts of pushback from the few residents that are there. I'm trying to figure out exactly why people hate data centers so much.
Well, actually, I would say it's political rhetoric, right? We're in election year. I don't know if anybody really has any heartburn. In fact, I'd say if the people that were trying to get elected, didn't make it a campaign issue, nobody would even care. Mm-hmm. But they made it a campaign issue. Now Reno's getting, that's hundreds of millions of dollars in investment. I mean, an average data center costs $1 billion. So guess what? Your constituencies, because you're just trying to throw something at at the TV monitors that might stick and gain favor. Guess what? It's a non-issue. Like you said, the arguments against, they're not there. This isn't a problem. It's not a water problem. But having a moratorium and telling everybody that has put thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars into a design that, we're going to look at this. I mean, basically, it makes it Reno's non-business friendly. That mentality is why people don't do business in Reno, why they go to Story County, why they go to Austin, Texas. We have to change the game or we're going to be left in the dust.
And what about the Sierra's argument, Sierra Club, I should say, argument that these centers, they only employ like 20 people or something like that?
Well, I guess think of it this way. When you put that much investment in, right, and so you employ 20 people, great. Those are very well-paying jobs. But the bigger thing is, how much property tax are they paying? So they're taking very little out of the system. $1 billion is like $10 million a year in tax. Mm. So you're like going, property tax, it just goes, and they're not consuming any services. Mm. So it's like just the economics of it is so short-sighted. Mm-hmm. It's like really voting against Reno when you voted for this moratorium.
Well, the vote was 6-1, so you guys interpret that however you like. All right, a moment with Mike Bosma from Keystone CPAs. Of course, he is the answer man for all things taxes. If you have a tax question, greg@ebc.media. That's greg@ebc.media. We'd love to hear from you. Mike Bosma, Keystone CPA, 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900 for Keystone CPAs. Mike, we'll talk to you again next week.
I look forward to it, Greg. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. FM News Talk Time, 1242.
Hey, thank you, Greg. Local news of historic note today. Snowshoe Thompson died on this day in 1876. He was owed $6,000 by the U.S. government, and he was never, ever paid. So I was just kind of curious as to what would $6,000 1876 era be worth today? The labor value, approximately $2 million, $48,421. I asked ChatGPT that question. Thompson spent 20 winters risking his life carrying 60 to 100-pound mail bags over the Sierra Nevada mountains on skis, and if you calculate $6,000 as a compensation wage value relative to what workers were paid in 1876 compared to today, the government effectively shorted him the modern equivalent of $2.5 million in skilled labor wages. Not too many people knew or know he was actually married, had an 11-year-old or a son that died at 11 years old of diphtheria, and that his wife, Agnes, remarried a Skaza. That's a well-known name in the Carson Valley. My neighbor two doors down is a Skaza. And just a couple of weeks ago, I was hiking on the Immigrant Trail off of 88, and you can go see the rock cave that Snowshoe Thompson probably spent many a cold winter night in. Freedom 250 is happening this Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Capitol Amphitheater in Carson City. That's on the grounds there at the Capitol. It's a National Jubilee Day of Prayer, Praise, and Giving Thanks for America. And you're invited to come out and celebrate, bring your family, 250 years of One Nation Under God. Food trucks will be there. Music by Wildflower and Sage, special guest speakers. You know there'll be some politicians there. And the master of ceremonies will be yours truly. And also, Tioga Pass has reopened all three seasonal road closures over the Sierra, Ebbets, Sonora, and Tioga into Yosemite, officially now open for a nice cooler weekend. And no traffic on the mountain passes today, I don't think. But to be certain, let's check in with Phil and a look at traffic.
We're still working a non-injury collision on southbound 395 at Moana. They should have that cleared off here fairly shortly. They already have everything off to the side of the road, and the backup is a lot shorter than it was. There is a road hazard on eastbound Interstate 80 just as you get to Lockwood. Watch yourself in that area. It is 71 degrees in Sparks and in Wellington, 72 in Minden, 59 degrees in Incline Village, and here's a look at your weekend weather.
Winds are going to be picking up this afternoon, and it's going to be a breezy weekend with temperatures falling from 80 today in Reno to 60 on Sunday in Spanish Springs. Check out Butcher Boy's social media for the best steak cooking tips and tricks. Don't miss their bulk ribeye packs to keep your freezer full this season. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Today at 5, it's Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurchatreno.com.
Breaking news, local voices.
Jerry, if I may be so bold as to call you Mr. Jerry. Now, I'm an old hunter myself, but that was never my passion. But I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate this little news edition that you put with your program. My best to you. Keep up the good work, sir.
Real Impact. Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans every weekday at noon for the Noon News. KKFT Midday on 99.1 FM News Talk. KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
And if you just are joining in, it's our top local story. If you want to build a data center, you might want to look somewhere other than Reno. City Council voting last night 6-1 to put the kibosh on any new data centers here.
We cannot accept a conditional use permit application within the next 30 days or until council adopts a final moratorium resolution.
Reno Chief Planner Lauren Knox. Many at the meeting hailed last night's decision.
Whether or not you live near that data center, your water is still going to be impacted. If you like to go fishing, there's not going to be any fish for you to eat with your family or to go out on a hobby.
Others say Reno's missing out.
At the end of the day, we're dealing with, an industry that moves pretty fast. And when we sit here and say we're going to put a moratorium on a whole industry, that's just going to show them that, you know what, Reno's closed for business. And that's the exact opposite we want to see.
This does not impact data centers already built or approved. Speaking of technology, time right now for Today in Tech.
Testimony is over in the trial that's pitting tech giants Elon Musk and Sam Altman against one another. Rory O'Neill reports.
Elon Musk is suing OpenAI, a company he co-founded, along with its CEO Sam Altman and company president Greg Brockman. Musk argues that Altman reneged on a promise to keep OpenAI nonprofit and that $38 billion he donated was misused for commercial purposes. But Altman claims he made no such promise. Jury deliberations start Monday, but their verdict is only advisory, meaning the judge has final say on liability.
Meantime, OpenAI is reportedly preparing legal action against Apple. Bloomberg says OpenAI believes Apple failed to deliver big subscriber numbers when they formed a partnership in 2024. And Honda lost money for the first time in almost 70 years, posting an annual operating loss of more than $2.6 billion. Part of that hit came from the auto giant's restructuring of its electric vehicle strategy. Tech Report. I'm at Mattinson.
FM News Talk Time, 1251.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
In terms of sports, the Tahoe Blue Event Center is known for ice, hockey, and curling. Nevada did have a women's basketball game in 2024 when the center opened. Now a men's basketball game has been set November 8th. Nevada at St. Mary's will play at the event center, considered a neutral site matchup. In state tourney softball, winners from the North, Monongah, Yerington, and Pyramid Lake. In baseball, only Spanish Springs in 5A and Yerington in 2A won their opening games. Aces have game four with Las Vegas tonight. They've lost two of the first three this week. I'm Craig Spope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
Nothing ruins a peaceful Tahoe trip faster than car trouble. Smoke? Strange noises? Squealing? LT Automotive gets you back on the road fast. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Bring the family and join the celebration this Sunday, May 17th, for Freedom 250, presented by the Carson City Republican Party at the Capitol Grounds Amphitheater, Carson City. Enjoy inspiring speakers, live music, food trucks, prayer, praise, and thanksgiving for America during this National Jubilee Day celebration. This Sunday from 1 till 4, let's celebrate 250 years of one nation under God. 99.1 FM Talks' Jerry Evans is the MC. Freedom 250, Sunday, May 17th, at the Capitol Grounds Amphitheater. For details, call 841-1800.
So, Danny Tarkanian is running again. Danny's lost seven times. He posted on social media, "I hate Trump." And he's been censured by the Republican Party for supporting Democrats. He's an embarrassment. Luckily, Republicans have a better choice for Attorney General. Adriana Guzman-Frelick is endorsed by Governor Joe Lombardo. Adriana Guzman-Frelick is the conservative choice for Attorney General. Paid for by Save Nevada Now PAC and not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
When you need tree service, don't call a couple of guys with chainsaws. Call Northern Nevada's most equipped tree service. Call Battle Born Tree Service. Battle Born Tree Service has three certified arborists on staff with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And most importantly, they hold above industry liability insurance, which means no matter the size of your job, you're covered. And there's no job they can't do. When Battle Born shows up, it's like a tree army with an Alltech 75-foot elevator bucket truck. Attract. Carlton 75 horsepower stump grinder, a 19-inch capacity bandit chipper, multiple compact track loaders, wheeled skid steers, big wheel loaders, and much, much more. Battle Born Tree Service can do in a day what it takes the other guys three or more days to do. For commercial and residential service and maintenance, hire an army, a tree army. Battle Born Tree Service. Call 775-232-8243. 775-232-8243.
Our friends at Brothers Windows are nine brothers and sisters,
always committed to their customers' complete satisfaction.
And they've installed over 1 million windows, and 60% of their customers come from referrals. So many five-star reviews.
60% of their customers come from referrals. That's amazing. You see, the lifetime warranty on installed windows at Brothers Windows actually means something. Their warranties and guarantees actually mean something.
They have integrity pricing with no surprises. Get a free, no-pressure estimate. Never any sales pressure from Brothers Windows. Just great products and great installation.
And you can still take advantage of Brothers Windows' best financing plan ever. 24 months of 0% interest. That's 2 years of no interest on approved credit.
And you can get up to $1,000 off beautiful new windows and increase the value of your home. So don't wait. Go to brotherswindows.com for a zero-pressure estimate. Just great information from great folks. Go to Brothers Windows. That's brotherswindows.com.
You're headed to the Reno Aces game, and now your car decides to strike out. Bad timing. LT the Superdog is on call. At LT Automotive, we fix cooling systems fast so you don't miss the first pitch. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
FM Top Weather.
Temperatures dropping about 20 degrees for daytime highs, 80 to 60. Today to Sunday, that means we're going to have some wind, but dry weather as the temperatures change. It's grilling season at Butcher Boy, and that means steak, choice and prime grades, plus specialty breeds not found anywhere else. Your family deserves great steaks. Call Butcher Boy at 825-MEAT today. Sunday at 10, Nevada Backcountry, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
And we have 70 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. I'm Greg Neff in the Keystone CPA studios. Do you have little ones? Are they in a car seat? Is that car seat properly installed? Well, don't guess, find out. REMSA is going to hold a free car seat inspection checkpoint tomorrow from 9 a.m. until noon. REMSA's Safety Seats program is designed to help parents and guardians ensure that their car seats are correctly installed. It is free, by the way. All you have to do is bring your kids and your seats to the Safe Kids Washoe County headquarters. That's going to be at 1095 East 2nd Street right here in Reno. 30 to 45 minutes per seat and a lifetime of peace of mind. So that's being put on by REMSA, just in case you're wondering. Well, other news that we are following this hour, a New York City judge says it was clear from the jurors' notes they were deadlocked on Friday, so they declared a mistrial in the case of whether Harvey Weinstein raped Jessica Mann.
The jury started deliberating Wednesday on a charge of third-degree rape a year after the last case ended in a mistrial because that jury also could not reach a unanimous decision. Jessica Mann testified for 5 days during trial how the former movie studio executive raped her at a hotel in March of 2013. The 74-year-old Weinstein is already serving a 16-year sentence for a 2022 conviction in California. He also faces up to 25 years in prison for a guilty verdict last year on sexual assault charges in New York. I'm Levon Putney.
FM News Talk Time, 1258.
And Greg, I want to just do a quick reminder to everybody about this Sunday's event in Carson City at the Capitol Amphitheater. It's a, again, celebration, One Nation Under God, the 250th anniversary, which also reminds me that we still have tickets to give away, which we'll do tomorrow during John Potter's show from 9 to noon. It's the weekend live and local. A pair of tickets to see Brian Kilmeade doing his May 30th show at the Hawkins Amphitheater. History, Liberty, and Laughs is the title of Brian's show. And again, tickets for his show will be given away tomorrow during John Potter's show. Derek Lee will be there. George Forbush, candidate in CD2, who came in second place just behind Fred Simon in our unscientific daily news poll. He'll be on at 10:30. John Potter. Also, Mike Smith, candidate for Nevada CD2. He'll be there at 11 o'clock. So check out John's show tomorrow. Have yourself a great weekend, whatever you're doing. I hope you come out Sunday and say hi and take advantage of all the fun stuff and food trucks and everything. Sunday starts at 1 o'clock at the Capitol grounds. Greg, you have a great weekend.
All right, same to you.
Thank you. Got an archery tournament tomorrow in Fallon and then Sunday's event, and it'll be a nice, cool spring weekend. Have a good one, and we'll see you back here on Monday for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. But I'll
down, wait for now, and I will wait for you.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Carson City. The Evans Broadcast Company. Fox News starts now.